USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
You're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn.
Because
James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
President Trump welcomes ICE agents to the White House. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
At the White House, President Trump posted ICE agents recognizing them for their dangerous work and what they do to keep our borders safe. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on why President Trump is the man to fix our immigration system.
Most everything that he's done as far as immigration goes is effective. What he's doing, he's shining a spotlight on the problem, and until we solve that problem, we're going to continue to discuss this issue. Illegal immigration continues to rage. The amount of drugs that cross the border continues to flow across almost unfettered. In my 21-year career as a Border Patrol agent, we discuss this issue year in and year out, but we finally have a president that is actually trying to do something about it.
And a look now at your money on Wall Street, the market continuing last week's gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 56 points, the NASDAQ up 4, and the S&P 500 up almost 7 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump will likely revoke more security clearances from Obama-era employees at the Justice Department and other government agencies. Supporting this move, Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with details.
White House national security advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week he backs President Trump's controversial decision to revoke the security clearance of former CIA director John Brennan.
It's something that I think was originally suggested by Senator Rand Paul, perhaps others. I was aware of it along with, I think, most of the president's other senior national security advisors a few weeks ago.
Bolton says Brennan and others in the Obama administration have been politicizing intelligence.
A woman falls from a cruise ship at sea and lives to tell about it. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
46-year-old British citizen Kay Longstaff says she fell from a Norwegian cruise line vessel in the Adriatic Sea on Sunday and was saved by the Croatian Coast Guard.
I fell off the back of the Norwegian Star, and I was in the water for 10 hours. So these wonderful guys rescued me.
Carrie Marafiotti is an American citizen who was also aboard the cruise ship.
I'm ecstatic that she was actually found alive. We just thought that that was crazy that after she was treading water for about 10 hours that that was even possible.
Both Marafiotti and Longstaff were speaking on NBC's Today Show. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.